USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
An unpermitted music event to celebrate Juneteenth in Washington, D.C. ends in the death of a 15-year-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti provides an update on the shooting.
The officer, I just talked to the officer. I'll be headed to the hospital shortly. He received a gunshot wound to the lower extremity, but it appears that he's going to be okay. The other two individuals that were shot have gunshot wounds. I'm not exactly sure where those injuries are, but it appears they're in stable condition. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the juvenile, it appears he's 15 years of age.
Republicans in Texas formally rejected President Biden's election in 2020 and called it illegitimate. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed over the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Roughly 19,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since Thursday. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow,
and look at that price.
Well done. I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Inflation in Britain has their people taking to the streets.
Thousands of people marched through central London Saturday protesting the soaring cost of living in Britain. They're demanding that the government do more to help people faced with bills and other expenses that are rising faster than their wages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticized for being slow to respond to the rising cost of living crisis. Demonstrators booed as they passed Johnson's official residence at No. 10 Downing Street, according to videos on social media. Russia's war with Ukraine has crimped energy supplies and food staples across Europe. Prices were already going up as demand went up due to the economic recovery from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The National Park Service is reporting Yellowstone National Park will partially reopen to visitors on Wednesday after massive flooding last week. Juneteenth became a federal holiday last year under the Biden administration, but there are many states where it is not recognized as a day off. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Colombia is bracing for a radical change in economic and political direction after electing a former guerrilla to the presidency on a platform of changing the country's economy. 62-year-old Gustavo Petro defeated his opponent in Sunday's runoff vote, giving him a chance at starting a program that includes plans to tax big landowners, halt awarding oil exploration licenses, and revive ties with socialist Venezuela. The U.S. federal government has printed $5 trillion coming out of COVID. What this did is make your $1 last year worth 91 cents this year. The United States may not be in an official recession yet, according to the federal government, but the nation is in a recession, and it's too late to turn back now. So says financial guru Steve Forbes on Newsmax.
Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve believes that the only way to control inflation is by crushing demand, i.e., creating more unemployment, making people poor. Let's be blunt about it. That means making people poor. There is a better way. The Fed has done it in the past. And that is stabilize the value of the dollar. But instead, they're going to punish the American economy. We may not be in an official recession yet, but millions, tens of millions of American families feel we're in a recession because prices are going up higher than their incomes and their savings are being drawn down at a rapid pace. We're in a big mess, and we're already over the cliff on the economy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.